There has been a lot of value wiped off the South Australian tourism sector, billions of dollars, as a matter of fact, over the last 12 months. And the CEO of the Tourism Industry Council of South Australia, Sean De Bruin, joins us. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Keith. Great to be with you.
The South Australian tourism economy has obviously taken a few hits, but when it comes to those border closures, I can't think that they'd be helping either.
No, border closures are absolutely detrimental for tourism businesses. We understand that the government needs to do these things, and the Marshall government has kept us all safe, and we're very grateful for that. And they fully understand as well, every time they close a border, it has a detrimental impact for the economy and tourism businesses. And it not only does it have an impact with cancellations and people not coming that otherwise planned trips, but it makes people uncertain about future certainty, about future confidence to book those interstate trips.
Do you think that there might be room for a little bit of an extra, I suppose, stimulus package, not necessarily on top of what's happened, but a more targeted one towards those high-end operators who rely more on the international tourists who bring with them a lot of money?
Yeah, absolutely. And what we've seen in regional South Australia is that many tourism businesses are booming because South Australians are doing self-drive holidays in record numbers, and there's lots of tourism businesses that are booming. But in particular, we've seen Adelaide-based accommodation businesses and tour operators struggling, but regional tour operators really struggling as well, as many of them rely on international and interstate visitors who potentially get to the destination, like Port Lincoln, by plane, and then they purchase services and products from tour operators in terms of transport and experiences that South Australians don't. And those businesses are doing it particularly tough, and they certainly need more support to get through the border closures that the government has been rolling out over the last 12 months. And as we've seen the vaccine slow down in terms of the rollout of the vaccine, we know that border opening is going to be slower than we had otherwise hoped.
And given that there is a little bit of a conflict between the state and federal governments at the moment over what they are looking to do with regards to those border closures, obviously the federal government wants those borders open. Do you think that the state government, whether it's South Australia or any state government for that matter, might be looking at a compensation package for businesses whereby in the future, if they do have to close the borders again internally rather than the international borders, that those tourism businesses affected might be able to achieve or receive compensation directly from the state government?
Yeah, that's a good point, Keith. And yeah, absolutely. We've advocated, particularly with the ceasing of JobKeeper, that tourism businesses need that direct support. We've seen the you know, the half-price flights at federal level. We've seen the Great State Voucher campaigns at state level. They have made a difference, and they certainly support the businesses that are able to be involved in those programs. But the quantum of what's going on is billions of dollars, as you said in the introduction, have been taken away from our industry, and the support that's required, particularly to get those tour operators through, is significant until borders are opened. And so we very much would like to see the federal government reconsider its position in terms of support for the industry and provide that direct business support, not just driving demand support, cash flow boost, JobKeeper. They provided that direct business support that helped cash flow for those businesses to make sure that they could get through the incredibly challenging period we've seen.
Certainly looking forward to seeing what the government at a state and federal level do provide over the next few weeks and months. Sean De Bruin, CEO of the Tourism Industry Council of South Australia, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much. Great to be with you.